A really great and fantastic fellowship, and the sharings have been beautiful. I certainly loved what Pedro shared about being full of believing, because that's what faithful is, being full of believing. And with all the circumstances that we can see in the world, it can really make you full of fear. We're either living in fear or faith. There's no kind of grey areas there. We're either believing God or we're not. If we're looking on the negative side of things, then it's going to affect our emotions. It starts with a thought, then it hits our emotions, and then we get a reaction, right? We're either going to react or act in the situation. But when we're walking with God, no matter what the circumstances is, we got the answers, we got the solutions. Because God's got all the answers and God's got all the solutions. It says in the scriptures, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Well, you're the redeemed of the Lord. And God wants you to say it from your mouth. Let there be light. Because God is light, God is love. And whatever circumstances that come up, we are very victorious over them. God will always cause us to triumph. He'll never let us to be ashamed. We don't want to get our minds focused on the world. And there's plenty to be focused on in the world. And there's plenty to pray about. The things that we see in the world, rather than let it affect our thoughts, mind and emotions and our actions or reactions, we can bring those things before the throne of grace. God wants us to bring things before his throne of grace. If you're not happy, say, God, make me happy. I want to manifest what has been made available to me. See, there's two sides of the redemption. There's the finished and complete works of Jesus Christ. You know, in that complete work, we are set free. We are healed. We are delivered. Okay, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are the redeemed of the Lord. So we can say it. And there's the other side. That's the legal side of what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. So the legal side is, by his stripes, we were healed. When it was prophesied at the time, it was talking of future time. When Peter declared it, he was talking as it is already a reality. And so our healing, physical, emotional, relationships is there. So we operate in that. We declare that. We don't focus on our lack or our need, because God says he shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God really wants us to take him at his word. Take him at his word. He wants you so happy. He wants you so blessed. He wants you so focused. Even in the toughest of situations, he wants you to be victorious. He wants you to know that he's with you. He's fighting your battles. He's the God of deliverance. And he's got a vision. He's got a purpose. He's got a direction. And the only thing that you need to do is believe. The currency of heaven is faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We all get challenges. We all get circumstances. We all get disappointments. But God says, come to me. Cast all your cares to me. Bring them to me. And I will take care of everything for you. See, grace, we have to remember, grace is that God does the work. We're in this world, we got the spirit now, so we operate from that inward man. That Christ used is the inward man. And we speak in tongues and we're led by the Spirit of God, and Christ is being formed in you. So you can walk like him, you can talk like him, you can get the same results as him. It all depends where you fix your mind. Where is your mind fixed? Where are you letting your emotions go? The pressures of this world. Jesus Christ felt pressure, but how did he handle it? He took everything to the Father. How did he address people? He was waiting on the Father to give him those words. I want to go to some record that God reminded me of this week, and it's in John. If you go to John chapter 7. You know, Jesus Christ, he was the Son of God with power, man. And God sent him with a purpose. Like we are called with a purpose. And all we really need to do is realize that we have the Spirit of God in us. So we are in fellowship with God. People used to say you've got to renew your mind to be in fellowship, to be in Christ. If you've got the Spirit of God, you are in Christ. Now it's just lining up your mind and coming into agreement with that. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from that law and sin and death. The carnal mind, it says in Romans 8, is enmity against God. The carnal mind is death, but the spiritual mind is life and peace. So when we do have situations come up, or we do see the challenges in the world, we have life and peace. The world won't give you peace, but Jesus Christ said, I'll give you peace. We have Christ in us by way of that Holy Spirit. We are very powerful people. We have authority over all the works of the enemy because Christ has already crushed the enemy. He's already defeated. He knows his time is short. So he wants to take as many people with him. We know our time is short because we know Christ can gather the church. Right? He can gather us. The return is when we come back with him. The gathering is the next thing that will happen, the next great big thing that will happen. Christ will gather us up where we meet him in the air, and then we'll be forever with the Lord. This is our comfort. This is our hope. This is what keeps you going through the challenging times. This is what gives you strength and inspires you when you're feeling down. You know, we've lost, all of us have lost loved ones. And there is a sting in death, and it does hurt because you know you're not going to speak to that person here on this earth again. And you know you're not going to hug them and love them, okay? And that's a sting. That's a kick in the backside. But we know when we're gathered, we're going to meet not only Jesus Christ in the air, but we're going to be face to face with each other. We're going to have eternity together. So now, in this life, we will have things come up, but we are more than conquerors. God always causes us to triumph in Christ. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. All we got to do is keep our eyes set on things above, not on things of this earth. We're to set our affections, that's all of us, on God. We keep looking to him. And as we do that, in our quiet times or in troubling times, the answers are flowing. You know, God will give you your answers and release as you go to him. As you remain in peace, as you keep still, as you be still and know that he is God. But there was one thing that Lisa shared earlier on, which blessed me. There are so many different doctrines, teachers, and so you want to know who to believe. You got the scriptures. You can go to the scriptures and you got the Holy Spirit. And God is working you via that Holy Spirit, and you can discern, and God can show you quite clearly. And this record really blessed me. John chapter 7, and in verse 14 it says, "Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews, or the Judeans, marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" And the word letters here is the Greek word grammar, where we get our English word grammar from. And it means a note, epistle, a book, scriptures, writing, stuff that's written down. And then Jesus answered and said this. And Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but he that sent me." And this is the key verse. God just showed me the next verse is the very key verse. And this is where a lot of people fall down and get led astray with different doctrines. "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory, God that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him." If you want to know what you're being taught is correct, then the words that you receive, go and do them. The fruit will tell the whole story. See, God didn't mean it for us to go through life 30, 40, 50 years and gain a load of knowledge without no fruit. Now, it's good that we know what the scriptures say. It's good to go to the scriptures with the Heavenly Father and allow him to show you. And the things that he's showing you, he wants you to put into practice. When we begin to practice what we are being encouraged, you will begin to develop fruit. God will make you fruitful. You will see the results from the words that you are hearing, the words that God is giving. See, Jesus Christ wasn't taught like the Pharisees. He was the living word. And his words come from God. And he only done what the Father wanted him to do. So the more I've been looking at speaking by the Spirit from the scriptures, the more is there. Paul moved in the same way. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, don't forget. He was many above his equal. But when he was born again, filled with the Spirit of God, God worked with him to show him how to move. And so this is very important because, you know, if we're going to move in power, we got to be led by that Spirit of God. And we got to be able to speak, apt to teach in every situation. And we don't want to give our own thing. We don't want to give our own knowledge. We may know loads of knowledge, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we also know that knowledge can puff it up. And it can get you in competition with other people also. But the truth is that we are to be led by God. We speak those things that he puts in our heart, and then you'll see the fruit. You'll see the results. So the things that God has been working in my heart, the things I've been learning also, I'm putting into practice. Like I said, when I connected again, where I'm connected with Sangha, I decided I was going to do everything. And there was a reason for that. God was showing me. Okay, prove it. Prove what's being said. And let the results speak. And God is so faithful. God is so faithful. And my life is so blessed. I have my challenges like anyone else. But I know what God says. And like I said, your confession is Satan's defeat. God has put his word in your mouth and in your heart. And you say what God says. Allow him to inspire you. Let him work in you. Allow God to express himself and that Spirit of God to come out of you. And that will affect everything around you. We can't bring spiritual solutions with our five senses or even with our knowledge of the scripture. It's got to be led by God. That's what brings deliverance. When we minister in situations, there's things I'm ministering. I'm not saying any scripts. I'm just ministering. I'm using that authority in that given situation, and people get delivered. When there's instructions to follow, we should follow those instructions. The scriptures is full of instructions. Paul, he was a wonderful man of God, and he had Timothy. Timothy was Paul's laborer, so to speak. Timothy followed Paul and everything. Paul raised him up from a young lad, as we can see in Acts chapter 16. If you read the Acts chapter 16, it'll show you. Paul was working with Timothy, and he gave him instructions. He left him in Ephesus, and what did he say to him? See that no man teach any other doctrine. In other words, Paul was saying, make sure that people are not saying different to what you've been instructed and encouraged. And then Paul would give instructions to Titus, to Philemon. He would give instructions to the church at Ephesus, instructions to the church in Corinth, instructions to the church in Romans, and all the epistles we see. Where did Paul get all these instructions from? Just ask yourself, where did he get all these instructions from? The revelation that Paul received was the revelation by Jesus Christ, right? God revealed it to him by way of that Spirit. And God is working in you. God can work in you in the same way. We just got to be bold and not worry about what people say. You have to be bold. Let people know where you really stand. Let's not mess around. Let's not play games. Because this is your life, your walk. And we're all going to stand before the Bema one day to give an account. Not of our sins, but how we've lived, how we've done things. Are we really living unto God? Is this just a game? Is it just a nice time to get together? Or are we focused and are we serious? And for me, I ask myself those questions. Lawrence, are you really focused? Are you really serious? See, what I'm saying to you, I ask myself. And I endeavour to share with you what I'm living. I've had a great week this week. Like I said, there's challenges for everyone. We live in a day and time where there is those challenges. But God is so faithful. I've had peace throughout it all. I've had direction through it all. I've heard the voice of God through it all. And sometimes we just got to be still and let God go to work. We give him our desires. We give him our cares. We're to cast all our cares to him because he cares for us. God is so good. He really, really cares for you. He's given you things that you can do, that you can apply. That is written in the scriptures. He's working things in your heart that you can do. But sometimes we procrastinate and we don't do them. And we wonder why we don't get no results. Sometimes we double down on ourselves. We go and do something and agree to something and then we turn back. God didn't tell you to do that. See, if you were supposed to be doing something right now, you'll be doing it, believe me. Because God will show you so clearly to do it. Where you are right now is where God wants you to be. And he wants you to be fed. And he wants you to be fed, not junk food. He doesn't want you to have junk food. You know, greasy McDonald's, even though that does taste nice. You know, KFC tastes really nice. I love all this. I love all the junk food. But it's not good for me. It helps put on the weight. It doesn't keep me fit. And also, so we got to be careful what we're listening to. And if you're not sure about anything that I've said, anybody else has said on air, then you go to God. Father, I wasn't sure about this. Could you please show me? I do it all the time. When I don't understand anything, the first thing I go to is not the scripture. I go to my God, my Heavenly Father. Father, show me. And I tell you what, he always gives me an answer. And it's usually when I'm just flicking through, reading. I love to read. You know, even Paul said to Timothy, give thyself to reading and meditation. You know, meditate is not like, meditate is to think through. Think through your life. Think through what God is saying. Think through the direction you're going. You know, I don't just want to hang out with anyone. I want to hang out with those that really want to move with God. And that should be your heart. You know, and there's safety in a multitude of counselors. We can counsel one another. We can help one another. But the biggest thing is to put what you're learning into practice faithfully. If you are full of believing, like Pedro was sharing, then you'll be faithfully doing these things. Someone that is full of believing will be doing what's being encouraged right now. The things that we've been encouraging, if you're connecting and you're receiving with meekness, then you'll be doing. You'll be, okay, let's put this to the test. Let's practice this over time. Bang, there'll be fruit. And so, like, we pray for laborers. Father, give me that one hungry person that is going to walk with you and is going to receive the word that we speak, that you give us to speak, that they receive it with meekness. Paul said in Thessalonians, I think it's chapter 2, verse 13, we thank God, Paul said to these guys, that when you received the word from us, that's Paul, Timothy and Silas, you received it not as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, or word from God, which works effectually in you that believe. If you believe what I'm saying, and then you go and do it, it's going to be effective in you. If I believe what you're sharing and saying to me, and I go and do it, it's going to be effective in me. We've all been sharpening one another here tonight. Iron sharpeneth iron. So every person's words are very important. And we take that to God. And God will highlight what you need to do for you. It might be different for all of us on here. But we're gaining something from tonight. This is the whole purpose of fellowship. To build each other up. To get the direction of God. To get the encouragement from God. And so, like, when we just go to God with all our hearts, he will give us what to speak. I want to say something here, because at least once a week speak with Sangha. And I give him a call. He was saying to me, like, these guys in India and Nepal, a lot of them cannot read. They just cannot read, right? So when they go, they're listening to what's being said to them. And they're receiving that, the sound words. And then they just simply go and do it. And they're getting these great results. They're walking by the Spirit. You don't have to be in the Word 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. You don't have to take a foundational class, intermediate class, or an advanced class to walk by the Spirit of God. All you need to do is be humble and meek and ready to do. And when we go and do what we're encouraged, that's when we get results. That's when God really goes to work. And then when we speak to people, let God inspire. Look, none of us have opened the scriptures tonight. We may have read one verse here, there, or everywhere. But the words that we speak are encouraging. Every word that all of you spoke encouraged me. It built my faith. Because God was inspiring you what to say, what he was working in your heart. And in collectively together, God is building the picture. So a lot of people get freaked out, you know, especially I've studied the Bible for 30 odd years. 20 years old when I took PFAL. Well, my 53.
65 now?
Yeah, right. So I'm 53, so that's 33 years of PFAL class a million times. And I love the PFAL class, don't get me wrong. I really thank God for Dr. Werwell and what he did do. Okay, and I'm very thankful for that. That class saved my life because that's what I needed right there and then. And the intermediate class I've taken millions of times. Advanced class, I went to the headquarters in Ohio. I went there, I took the advanced class. I went by myself and then Kim went. We were after the truth. We wanted to know the truth. And I still want to know the truth today. I understand now is through the application of what we're learning, we see what's right and wrong. And nobody's got it right, 100% right. Nobody's got it 100% right. We just walk with God. We walk in love. And what blessed me, I heard a name mentioned tonight through Amy. And that man is a great man of God. And I love him to bits, Wayne Clapp. Really great heart, passion for the truth. He cries every time he teaches. But what a great man. Please send him my love. And he's about 6'8". He's a giant in stature, but he's also a giant in faith. And he's got a great heart. He's seen great things happen. And so I love that man. He even come and stayed in our house. And we put him in one of the kids' beds. And he was so big, I felt so bad about it. But the point is, you know, we just need to provoke one another unto love and good works. Just love one another. Encourage one another. Sometimes you might say things that are not right. So what? It's just like if you sinned, it's been paid for. God can work with us and God can help us to change and see what we need to change. And so I know for me right now where what God has got me doing, I'm very happy. I'm very focused. If I'm not sure, I go to God. I ask God to show me. He'll take me to the scriptures and I'll go to the scriptures. Oh, look at this. And just seeing this with Jesus. Jesus wasn't taught like the scribes or the Pharisees. Something very simple I forgot, that Jesus was not a Pharisee and he was not a Sadducee. And he rung rings around these religious leaders because he done what the Father told him to do. He come to break that yoke that stopped people from really receiving from God. And so what we want to encourage is so that you can receive and that you can grow and that you can manifest everything that you deserve to manifest. God wants you so fruitful. And now there's a time. Listen, we are right picking right now. The goodness of God leadeth men to repentance, Amy mentioned earlier on. And that goodness of God comes through you. And if we're humble and obedient to the voice of the Heavenly Father, and we do what he shows us, many people will come into the kingdom through you because God wants you to be his mouthpiece. He wants you to show his love. He wants you to manifest his power. And you're not going to do that studying. You're going to do that walking by the Spirit of God, being led by God. Nothing wrong with studying. But what I'm saying is if you're going to manifest the power, you need to be led by the Spirit of God. You need to establish that in your heart. Not because I'm saying it. The scriptures will show you. Just go to Galatians. Just go to Ephesians. It's all there. It's all there, and God will open up the eyes of your understanding that they're enlightened. God has really opened up my eyes, and I'm really thankful for what I've been learning and what God is personally also teaching me. I'm not a man pleaser, I'm a God pleaser. But if someone's telling me the truth, and I'm seeing the results from that, then I'm all ears. I'm all ready to do. And so we've got to make up our mind somewhere that we're going to be ready to do. Time to stop playing church type of thing. No churchianity. And let's really put God to work. God will go to work through your faith, through your desire. He wants you to pray for those laborers. He wants you to ask him to give him his work to do. He really does. He really loves you. He really loves all of us. And we're going to shake up this world. No matter what's going on, no matter lockdowns, coronavirus, politics, riots, because it's going on all over the world. We've had loads go on down in London. as well. Not riots, but lots of people gathering, standing up against the governments. So we need to rise up. We need to be the voice. David Icke, I don't know if you heard of David Icke. He's one of these guys, he's a good guy, but he comes from a really different kind of perspective. And he's up there speaking boldly, and I'm thinking that should be us. We should be there. We should be doing that. And I'm asking God for open doors to do that. I'll go and speak. I don't care if there's a whole crowd against me. I don't care. Because I care about what my God wants me to do. When we got a heart like that, he's going to. I'm expecting open doors. I'm expecting great things to happen. So I just wanted to share that with you to encourage you also. Really expect from God. And if you want to see things happen, then let God lead you. That's really what I wanted to share. So.